Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Oh, the birds are out.
We're back for another glorious episode of The Riddle.
We're back.
101.
Oh.
Woo. We didn't agree to say that.
No, we did not agree. But I did say it.
I thought it was heavily implied.
What, so you didn't do it, though?
No, because I'm a bad, bad podcaster.
Ooh.
I'm naughty boy.
I'm naughty boy.
What if there was a movie, Bad Podcasters? Would we be in it?
Good.
They would, instead of, because Joe Rogan, the podcaster, does smoke cigars, so would he be the bad podcaster?
He's the baddest podcaster.
He's the best podcaster.
He's a bush podcaster.
Well, I don't want to waste a second because—
No, we can't waste any seconds on this show. This is Threedom, by the way.
Where my name's everything Lauren. Is heavily scripted, and we say everything that we're supposed to say and not a thing that we're not.
Yes.
Paul, you were going to tell us something and you weren't allowed to.
Yeah, you had a feature last episode.
No, but yes, I had my feature that I was going to do, my segment, but we ran out of time.
And so
I said I was going to do it twice on this show.
Paul didn't.
But I don't think we should start with it.
Well, we don't want to waste any seconds, though.
We can get into it later.
We don't want to waste
any seconds on your feature.
No, I didn't. What?
Well, welcome.
Welcome.
Was it Paul's welcome?
It was this is my segment.
You didn't want to start with
it? Speaking of Paula Cole, James Vanderbeek has started life over in Austin, and it looks beautiful.
Congratulations to James Vanderbeek, one of our best listeners. Congratulations, Thanks, James. Glad you're listening.
Jimmy Beeks, you did it.
His life looks so idyllic.
What's it? Why? What's he doing? Instagram. Like rope and steer
basically.
And shit? Really?
Stoke
he has
rear.
A bunch of kids, lives in a rural area. They have a lot of beautiful property. And he's always doing some sort of craft some sort of like, I'm going to the river to pull out this thing, and then I'm going to do this with that, and I'm going to do this with that, you know, that kind of thing.
Sounds like a lot of busy work.
Are you saying you want to live his life?
I'm saying I want to live in a van down by the river.
Okay. That's what I thought.
I would not want to live there. You wouldn't want to live there. Where is it, Austin?
Yeah, but I think he's in a rural area. So
right.
Rural Austin.
Where do you want to live?
I'd like to live in a city. I'd like to live in New York City.
Would you?
I'd like to live in Chicago. Yeah.
Would you want to have a baby in New York City? That seems like a lot of
hustle. If I was rich.
Why? What would you be able to do?
Make other people do
have a car.
Have
a car? You know cars only cost like 20
yeah,
grand.
Yeah, but having a car in New York is expensive.
True. What, an extra 10?
Parking.
Dollars?
Parking.
Sure. But how much would it cost?
If I have a parking spot, that means I have a building. I live in a building that is nice enough.
A doorman building.
Parking. Then I have to pay for that. Then I have to pay for everything that involves, which also means—
Just do another movie.
It's not how it works, buddy.
But that would be fun to live in New York.
It'd be so cool. I love
Except
New York.
With a baby. I don't know. You're right, Paul.
No, I'm happy to settle down.
I lived in New York for a year, and I found it very challenging.
Well, so did I. But, I mean, I was also broke as a joke.
I wasn't.
Mm.
And it did not make things easier.
Really? You were an eccentric millionaire when you did that show, right?
Yeah.
You're saying because then you had to go to the grocery store. You had to drag your cart back with you.
Yeah, well, because I don't know that I ever dragged a cart back. I remember just carrying bags in both hands.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Till you couldn't feel your fingers.
Yeah.
But also it was like a difference in space, was very challenging. And also just moving to a city that big that you don't know your way around is like, that's a big adjustment.
Yes.
Well, the Bronx is up.
The battery's down.
Right. The people, I mean, they kind of go.
They rode in a hole in the ground.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's all you really need to know, right?
It's a toddling town.
Yeah.
No, that's Chicago. Chicago's a toddling town.
No, Chicago toddles. New York, though.
New York,
it's a hell of a town. Oh, man.
But the seasons also I did not want to have again.
Yeah.
You like having
I really like living in Los Angeles. I really like living in California.
I had one winter in Milwaukee and it was freezing.
Oh, that's freezing cold.
No, thank you.
I could live in the South, but for the politics.
Well.
You would live there for the politics?
But for the politics. Oh, but. Yes.
You'd live there just to celebrate the statues.
But for the politics.
Yes. I'd be like, this is our heritage. We mustn't tear down these reminders. How will we remember our history?
We all should move. Everyone in a city should move to the middle of nowhere. So it all balances out.
Then
it'll
be like a city.
Yeah.
Let's
take over Nebraska.
Yeah. It would be cool. I mean, look, yes, everyone wants to live in Los Angeles because it's beautiful here.
It's beautiful except for the smog.
It's beautiful except for the smog, the architecture.
The earthquakes.
The culture, the people. But anyway, we're not snobs.
Anyway, we're not snobs.
I'd like to live in Santa Barbara maybe or
okay,
like
you think
that.
You will?
No.
Probably not.
No.
It's very hard for me to conceive living in another place.
Well, a lot of things would have to happen.
I mean, like, to me, it's like when I move from neighborhood to neighborhood even, that I think, oh, I love this neighborhood. How could I go to another place? And then once we move to the neighborhood we're now, we never think about that neighborhood.
Right.
And we loved living there.
Yeah, I loved my old neighborhood too. And I was like, I remember saying to my neighbor, like, my other neighbor, about my neighbor, I was like, I don't think I would ever want to live anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And he said, it's the best place to live in the world. And then suddenly packed up and just took off.
That now nabe did, or you did?
Well, that nabe eventually did, but we were both out of the nabe.
Do you think that nabe left, like when a couple, the wife dies and then the man dies of a broken heart?
When I left?
When you left
the nabe.
He was like, what
my
do
nabe
I have
left
the
nabe?
Best
here.
Place in the world.
No, he didn't like me from what I could tell.
How
because,
do you know?
Well, there were only six of us, and we all had to take turns being the head of the HOA association. Or I guess
that
it's the
seems
HO association.
That very annoying.
It was.
The HO association?
The HO, yes.
The HOA.
The HO.
But I think
the
house. That always seems like such a chore.
It was.
And I don't like when there are rules. Like when an apartment building has
rules
that.
Don't apply to you.
And then, but then they're like, and nobody can have a dog, or you better ask us if you can, or like that kind of stuff. It's just like,
ours wasn't like that. Ours was just us trying to get through it, but we had to meet.
Get through what?
Just get like the whole
this
treasury aspect of it. Yeah. Oh.
But like, why do they need that?
But you had to have meetings because like legally you have to, and you have to like vote on stuff, and you have to say like, hey guys, we need to pay for this.
It would be so easy to not like somebody in that situation though. I'd go,
yeah, for sure.
One misstep, you go, that fucking guy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So he didn't, he thought I was treating it like an apartment, which I probably was, of just like, you guys do everything. And so then I had to take over the HOA and be in charge of it for a year. And then we just all had to rotate and stuff. It was
like
such
a Freaky Friday. For a year you had to be in charge of it?
Yeah.
Fuck.
But also everyone was
a
lunatic there. Everyone was a fucking lunatic.
Because they all want to be in charge.
No. Like most people wanted to just be left alone. Like when I moved there, it was all a bunch of old people. In fact, my upstairs nabe was an older woman named Violet or some old shit. And she blasted her TV so loud. And the first day I was kind of like, huh. But then I realized it was great because I like to blast stuff really loud.
Yeah.
And she couldn't hear it.
And you
right?
both rock out together.
She had to turn her.
Like
order.
The beginning of that black or white music video by Michael Jackson.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. Hee hee, as the wise man once said.
Hee hee.
But she had to turn her TV up super loud just to hear it. So she couldn't hear anything I was doing. So she never complained about anything. It was great.
You're just like shouting curse words and slurs.
And if I could combine
them. I'm free.
You know, we have talked about this.
Yeah.
I just have to tell you.
Okay, I'm just saying.
But then
the other guy moved in. My nabe.
Okay.
He
the
moved
guy who
in.
Didn't like you. Why do you think this guy didn't like you?
He was very
cool.
He was very. He's just kind of a know-it-all guy. He was very cool, and I'm a dork.
Yeah, and that's why he didn't like me.
I don't like know-it-alls. Don't like it.
It's like they know it all.
Okay, that's one way to look at it.
I don't like a know-it-all unless they do know it all.
Yeah.
I love a know-it-all.
Like Ken Jennings?
No, like God.
No, but I like when someone has a lot of good tips and info, and it's not being a know-it-all, but like someone who just seems to know it all. You know what I mean? There's a difference of being a know-it-all versus just being someone who knows it all. Like, I have a friend who I'm like, she always knows a good thing to recommend for this, that, or the other. You know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah, because the phrase like, know-it-all means somebody,
for instance,
means somebody who just likes to tell you what you should be doing.
Yeah.
That's all it means.
Yes.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Do you miss him?
I miss him. I miss the old name.
Okay, I'm done.
Now me. I miss my name. What about now me? Don't you understand, sir?
The now and the me part.
Okay, so let's
see,
start
like
with
you now. Got now nailed down.
I do miss walking around. We used to walk Rocky to get coffee every morning. R.I.P. the Rockster.
I also lost my cat. Rip.
Yes. Oh, this is Lauren's topics. Can
my
we talk
cat
about this?
Died. It was really sad.
Can I say that cat is one of the most beautiful cats I've
Thank
ever seen?
You.
Like sexy.
Yeah, I know. She was gorgeous. An extremely attractive cat. No, she was old and she just one day it was just clear. It was so sad. It was horrible. Yeah.
Well, how long was it sad for?
You know, bringing it up now, I feel sad, even though I was kind of kidding about it, but then I felt kind of sad. But I do feel sad every once in a while. Like
we can cry
around.
On this show, by the way.
I don't want to.
Why not? I forgot. We did say we could cry on
the
show.
We can cry. This is an open, welcoming space.
I don't want
we
to cry on the show at this time.
Do you want to cry?
It'll just happen when it happens. But I don't. This is not it.
This is not it?
Do you think that we will all have a turn at crying on this show at some point?
At some point. If
Probably,
we do enough episodes.
But that's dark.
Why?
I don't know. It's like, why do we know that that'll happen?
Oh, it's dark knowing that will happen.
Yeah, there's something
like
weird about that.
You don't like the prophecy aspect.
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm going to make
you
cry.
This. Before the year is done, each
For
of us shall cry on this show.
Okay, we will cry on the show, old witch, but it's about something that
you could just call me witch.
You wouldn't expect.
I'm 37.
I mean, boy.
But yeah. How did Rocky pass?
He
drove off a cliff, right?
Yeah, like Jensen's. He started to be very wobbly. You're trying to get me to cry.
But that's what happened. She got really wobbly, and then
started to get wobbly and started to list to the right a lot and walking into like bumping into walls and stuff. And so we took him to the vet and they kind of they thought it was something. They didn't know what it was, but then they gave us hope where they were like, "Oh, I think we know what it is." He was there for observation, and they're like, "We think we know what it is. If we do this thing, I think it'll cure it." And then we were on the way to pick him up, and it just took 10 minutes to get there.
I sure remember this. Wow.
And we were on the way to we were like, "Okay, well, we got to pick him up at noon." So at 11:45, we were like, "Okay, let's get into the car and go." And somehow he passed away in that 10 minutes.
Wow.
And they were like texting us and calling, and neither of us were on our phones because I'm driving and all
God.
That. And so I walked in and we walked into the
That's
vet.
That's hard to have to be told that.
And everyone was like, I said, "Hey, we're here to pick up Rocky." And everyone there had been like, this was
Dealing
going
with
on.
It.
Everyone,
yeah.
And they're like, "Hi, have a seat, and you know the doctor will be out."
Oh my God, so
and
shocking!
I turned to Kulop.
They brought
and I'm
out a cat disguised as Rocky. Here he is.
Here he is. He's much better. See,
he's lost some weight.
But I said to Kulop, I go, "I think something's wrong." And suddenly I pulled out my phone and there was like a message and I go, oh no. And then the doctor came out and said, we brought us back. And
that's so sad.
And he had like just in that, just literally 5 minutes before we got there, if we had left, I don't know.
But
I
then guess maybe you would have taken him and then it would have happened in the car or something. It would be bad.
No, I wouldn't have wanted to take, but yeah. So then they found out, I think that it was like a big giant
tumor
or something like that, you know.
Oh,
so
poor guy.
Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah, I think mine had kidney failure ultimately. She had kidney disease and then that was getting worse. But then I thought it was okay. And then I think that for a while there, I was like, I think she's got another few years in her. And then just one day it was like, no. But then we did one thing. I remembered a friend of mine telling me, and maybe I'm just saying this because maybe somebody might use this as a tip because I didn't know about this. My friend's dog died.
Don't get attached to anything.
And she had somebody come to her home to euthanize her
dog. I've heard of that.
And I didn't know about that. So I was going to take her to the vet. And then I remembered that she told me about that. And so I ended up finding some. And there were tons of them on Yelp.
Really?
And this woman came and we did it in our yard. And she was like so nice. And it was nice to be able to do it that way. And
Okay.
Poor kitty.
I know.
Paul, what's died that you've owned?
That you've loved?
Well, my parents, of course.
You own them, right?
In a way.
Did you have a pet?
We did not have pets growing up. I had a cat that I had to house with friends when I moved out here because I didn't know where I was going.
So it was your old cat from Pennsylvania.
Yes.
You brought the cat with you.
No. I left the cat in Pennsylvania with friends.
Oh. I left my cat in Pennsylvania.
That's that famous Bee Gees song.
I left my cat.
And what was the cat's name?
Daisy.
Oh, yeah. Nice. And this was your cat solely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. She was a little kitten that a friend gave me and I raised her from a pup.
Cute.
She was a little light ginger cat, like a blonde cat kind of.
Nice.
Yeah. She's very sweet.
and then your friend kept her?
Yes. Yes, forever. Yes, yes.
And
yes.
And is
Daisy still with us?
So, still alive.
Really?
And I mean, this was 1994.
One old cat.
Did you get a call?
And she's gotten bigger each year, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She's giant right now? Is she enormous. Like Clifford? Oh, no. What if you owned Clifford?
What a nightmare.
Can you imagine?
What a nightmare. Talk about the HOA.
Yeah, I mean, those shits must be huge.
That's the part that Clifford doesn't tell you about. He's like, look, yes, I'm big. I'm adorable.
Do you think Clifford's shits are brown or like red?
I wonder.
I mean, why would they be red?
Because he's the big red dog.
Well, dogs are brown.
But it's this whole thing.
Dogs are brown and they have brown shit.
Dogs are brown.
Cats are gray.
Cats are gray. Gray shit.
They have gray shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it stands to reason Clifford has red shit.
Let me ask
you, does Clifford speak?
No.
Can he speak? No?
I don't think he's big.
That's his whole
thing. That would be too many weird
things.
It's
also a cartoon of Clifford. No, but he does speak because somebody I know did the voice. I didn't know him, but John Ritter was he's on Clifford. He was a character.
Really? What? Wait.
The TV show. Hold on.
John Ritter?
No, I said I don't. I said somebody I know was the voice, meaning I know somebody was.
I know somebody was the voice.
Yes.
But maybe I didn't know there was a Clifford TV show.
Is that what the
show.
Voice is about?
Wait, I do know that there was a movie. This sounds familiar.
Yeah,
they've
tried to make Clifford several times, but maybe it was.
Stop trying to make Clifford happen.
Maybe it was the voice of
Clifford's
thoughts.
Clifford was John Ritter.
But maybe his thoughts, not
Yeah, but he's still thinking and got a voice.
Yeah, but he can't talk. That was the question.
Do you think dogs think in English?
They do.
They definitely
they understand
do.
Commands.
No matter what country they're in.
They're like, I wish I could talk.
They think in English.
Yeah. In English, they think, I wish I could talk.
Yeah.
I wish I could say all this stuff.
Who are these people saying
here?
Spanish?
Yeah.
Who own me?
Why are they saying
what are you
Spanish?
Talking about?
Baño. You know, Molly was a Mexican trash dog. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Founder of the trash.
Basically lived the first couple years of her life, like in a junkyard or something, fighting for.
She really has it made now.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Lap
the
luxury.
Difference. I bet she doesn't even remember that because she's so entitled now.
There's no way she remembers it.
What if she's like, I miss the junkyard?
Do you
my
think dogs
neighbor.
Have a memory like that? Like, I think they remember people and smells, but do you think they remember, like, I think back like an image of a place?
You think there's not a bunch of smells at the junkyard?
But if they smelled the junkyard, they would remember it. But would they remember it without smelling it?
If they saw probably somebody playing a radiator like it was an accordion.
Yeah, on top of the track.
Yeah. Yeah. They would remember the Cosby kids, right?
Who?
Mushmouth. You know
your
Mushmouth?
Favorite.
Hebe Lobo.
That's...
Isn't that the Junkyard Gang?
Yes, of course it is.
It's the Cosby Kids.
Yes,
of course.
I forget how much headphones start to hurt.
I would like to join the army so I can come back and surprise someone.
Why don't you just go away for a while, put on some fatigues and come back?
Oh, okay, fine. Bye.
You want to join the army so you can come back.
Yeah.
And then you just, I think what you should do, Scott, is join the army.
Three steps. Go away. Step two, put on fatigues. Step three, come back.
You should film yourself after you leave the house for a few hours, coming back in fatigue.
Well, first of all,
and tapping Kulop on the shoulder.
First of all, Georgia would still act the same.
For sure.
No,
does she bark at you?
She doesn't bark at me. No, she barks at you if you ever leave the room for 2 seconds.
True.
But she gets very excited. I will say we were gone for a week recently, and she gave me, it was like, after about half an hour, it was like, okay, Georgia, I'm back. Everything's fine.
Wow.
You know? Like it was so, when you know.
She needs to get knocked on the head.
When the troops surprise dogs, that is amazing.
Yeah.
When who does?
When the troops, when they surprise their dogs.
Or just anyone's dogs.
I don't know if I've seen that. I feel like I've seen them surprise their kid or something.
Oh, I've seen so many videos.
So many dog
service
videos.
Persons
reuniting.
Coming back.
Reuniting.
Yeah, where they come back after
the dog. I've seen the dog being on the grave where they're like.
After
someone dies and they're like, the dog lays on the grave.
No, really? Because they smell the...
I don't know.
It's comfortable. It's comfortable. It's a fresh grave. Very warm.
Yeah, it's really just the grass they're excited about.
They're just excited about the grass. Dogs love grass. They love to eat it and roll around in it.
That's what I can't tell is like, if I were to die, would they...
Oh, Scott.
And I was gone for a week... Do dogs just assume you're dead if you're not there for a week and then they're happy to be proven wrong? Or would they understand like, well, that person's never coming back?
I don't know.
I don't know if they even are thinking, oh, they're gone and they're not coming back. But then when you come back, they remember that you were gone.
I don't know. Molly, when Kulop was gone recently, it definitely took her like 2 days. She was like constantly at the door looking around like, what is going on? Stuff's different. Mm-hmm. And then after 2 days, she was just like, coming up to me and just like doing what she
would. I guess you'll do.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. Anyway, it's great to love things.
But dogs, of course, can smell death.
You know, it is nice to love a pet. Oh, it feels so good.
Yeah.
But it was nice. So hard when
they leave, it feels bad for
horrible.
Like 3 hours.
No, you're a sociopath.
What? I felt bad.
You know, I was over the break, I was reunited with my old friend Tugboat.
Yes.
And did you jump up and down when you saw Tugboat? Like you were like
I acted like the dog, and Tugboat acted like the service person who was just like, yeah, you can do whatever. Just
you can do whatever to me.
You can pet me. I don't care.
Pet me. Fuck me.
Oh. Come
do
on,
whatever to me.
There was not a glimmer of recognition. What? Nope. Come on. This is gross.
Come on. It's Tugboat.
So when you go home to your spouse, you say, honey, you want a goop?
Do you want a goop? Do you want to do what they do on Goop?
You want a goop? I'll set my phone over here and record us.
Get Gwyneth in here. We're going to goop.
Honey, you want to do a goop?
Ooh, I'd like to goop with her.
Nice.
Nice.
Nice. Gooping.
Lauren, we got to.
Wait, what's done?
Oh, sorry. Oh, you reunited with Tugboat.
There was not a glimmer of recognition at all.
Oh.
And I was really excited. I was
like,
what, is he going to like remember
outfits,
me?
Kid.
He did what?
Don't you have matching outfits?
Paul doesn't have a dog outfit.
Don't you and Tugboat have like coordinated something?
No, we don't.
You guys didn't call each other one day and say, look, you wear the collar, I'll wear a
didn't
collar
he
too.
Did he give you a gift that had his picture on it?
No.
Or vice versa.
Tugboat, by the way, is the earwolf dog, right? And someone owns?
Yes, Renee.
You gave him what?
I gave him a little doll that looked like me.
That's the same.
That's not the same. That's not wearing the same outfit.
But Paul, I was jealous. I want a doll that looks like you.
And I want to rip it to shreds with my teeth.
He really tore that thing apart. It was wild to watch.
Maybe he thought you were dead when he did that. And then when he saw you again,
he's ignoring me because he thinks I'm a ghost. And he's like, just play it cool.
I'm not going to act scared. That's for sure.
I don't know why dogs rip some things to shreds. And they, like, we had and apologies for getting political, but we had, you know, the Cheeto in Chief. We had a little dog toy that we were hoping that our dog would rip to shreds on election night. And neither of them did. Like, they kind of batted it around a little and maybe bit into it, but didn't. And then it took the entire time for the race to be called, like, you know, 10 days or whatever, for them to...
Then they finally did it,
yeah.
Oh, well, they just wanted to wait for the results.
Dogs can smell death, and they can smell results.
Well, they didn't want to go to jail for eating the
president. They know when the networks are
going to
call.
Yeah, exactly. Because at that point, the FBI could have showed up, the Secret Service.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
They did it, Kathy Griffin with the mask. Poor Barron.
Poor Pine Barrens. To be lost in the woods.
He's very tall and very doomed.
Giving birth?
What were you going to ask me?
Tell us about the aftermath.
Okay.
He was going to.
Lawrence Topics, tell us about the aftermath of you get back from the hospital. How long are you in the hospital, by the way? Did they put you up for a
two nights. Yeah.
Lauren gave birth and spent two nights.
Yes. That's what my insurance covered. So I don't know if that's...
Really? So if you had better insurance, you could have, like, taken a week?
No, I think my insurance was good in that sense that I could say two, but I think sometimes they let you say one.
Really? Okay.
So
after a couple of nights, you're like, let's get out of here.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to get into all of that because there's some of it that I just don't want to talk about. But yeah.
Talk about a little bit.
No. But then
talk about the stuff that you don't want to talk about.
Okay, so here's all the stuff that'll make me feel weird. When we brought her home, that was a very magical moment. That was very exciting.
Wow.
But
did you do like what they do with brides where you carried her over the threshold?
We did have to carry her over. We took a video of it. It was really cute. And then the pets were going crazy because my cat was still with us at the time.
So how is your life? Let's talk more general. Let's go more macro. How's the adjustment?
I think we're doing pretty well with the adjustment. It's a lot. I mean, we're very tired and we don't have help and we're very doing it by ourselves.
Need the adjustment bureau.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to slide walls around for you.
That would be great. But it's going really well. I think we've got a bit of a rhythm now and it's like, there's still very hard days, but I feel like at first we were like totally overwhelmed.
Yeah. How's the sleeping aspect of it?
We figured out a sort of routine with it. Where I handle the mornings and Mike handles the nights, kind of like we kind of balance out. But that's starting to now run its course a little bit too. So I think we're both kind of tag teaming the nights a little bit more.
Okay.
What does she eat now, mush?
She eats mush, yeah. Pure milk.
Pure milk.
Pure, unadulterated, uncut Lauren Lapkus milk.
It's pure milk.
That's disgusting.
I dip my finger in it. Pure milk.
That's disgusting.
Why?
It is.
Has Mike tried your breast milk?
Okay, we need to take a break.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Wait, we're back now. We're back. Josh just told me that there was a time when Tugboat dressed up as Paul, and I said, yes, that's what I mean. And then Paul said, I wondered if that's what you meant. But so you didn't suggest...
try to help her out?
That's no, basically the same as you matching.
No, because about that time, we went to the other thing of the doll.
Other thing of the doll?
The other thing of the doll.
The topic of the doll came up.
So you moved on.
We both moved on, Lauren.
You didn't want to say, but you're probably thinking of that time Tugboat dressed as me.
But I'm saying by the time I was forming that thought.
We were gone.
Yes.
I still would have liked it.
I bet you would have. Okay, well, I'll say it. You're probably thinking of the time that Tugboat dressed as me for Halloween.
Which is the same as you matching.
No, it's not at all.
Because they didn't wear the exact same outfit.
Yeah, Tugboat did not call me and say, what are you wearing right now? I'm going to wear the same thing.
But you could have.
We could have, but we did not.
You owned the same clothes.
Who does?
No. Yeah, not everything that he was wearing, I also had in my closet.
You should have dressed as him for Halloween.
So what did Tugboat wear? A tie, a hat?
He had a jacket and a little shirt. He had the costumes were the dogs.
Where they have the fake.
We got Franny the Mailman one for Halloween, and it was too big, so it was just flopping all over. I put a chip clip to hold it shut. And
we had the Indiana Jones one that Rocky had with the fake arms and everything.
It's very funny, but that's a pretty new concept.
It is.
I feel like when it came out, I was like, this is genius.
I saw a lot of, this Halloween, I saw a lot of Chucky's, a lot of Whoa. Chucky costumes
yeah, that's
on
scary.
Dogs.
Chucky and there Cheese? Was
one, yeah, it's terrifying.
Do you see that video of that little girl just as Chucky? She's like 4 or something, and she runs up to a restaurant window and taps with her fake knife.
No.
And she's like really small, so she looks like a doll.
Do you?
I want to see that. But I saw one dog dressed as Chucky that was running. And so the arm with the knife is just like going all around. And it looks like.
That's good.
I sent you that video of the kid who loves Michael Myers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's
I've
so
seen
cute.
A few kids who love Michael Myers.
Yeah, but why are there a few who like this?
Because here's the thing. They cry at Santa, who is their main dude.
Yeah, I don't understand this obsession with the creepy man
in
a white
They must
mask.
Know the movie because, like, the one who wanted Michael Myers to come to her birthday party, she's like 4 years old, and they play the theme, the da-na-na-na-na, and she's like, gets all excited like he's here, which means implies that she's seen the movie. Mm-hmm. And then he pokes his head out of the bushes and comes over and kind of like really creepily and then just gives her a nice little hug. It's like
I guess
very
if
weird.
If you're a small child and you're watching that movie, he does seem to be the most pleasant person because he's the only person not screaming.
Yeah, or having sex, which is
a
sin.
You don't understand that he's there to kill them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what version?
He's making the screaming stop. So you think this guy's great.
This guy's taking care of business.
That checks out.
Thank you, Michael Myers.
Thank God.
My little ears.
And he has no expression, so you can assume that he's doing fine. He's neutral.
Yeah. Neutral.
Yeah, he's not. He's at least not fighting like Mom and Dad.
Oh,
and he
wow.
walks very slowly. He's not like, there's nothing threatening.
Did you watch Halloween Kills?
I did.
No.
I did too.
I saw it.
I saw it.
Cool.
All moving right. on.
I was a little scared.
Oh, really? of the TV?
I get scared of scary movies.
Yeah?
Those movies don't scare me that much, slasher movies.
I like that kind of thing more because I like the idea that it's a fake killer who dies.
A fake killer
who dies.
I know. That's a problem for me.
Yeah.
But I like when there's like a sort of bow on it. I don't feel as scared. I don't like when it's a ghost or something.
I always thought it was so, I mean, the first Scream is such a good screenplay.
That's my favorite scary movie.
But it was so interesting because I never even guessed that there was someone under the mask. Mm-hmm. Because Freddy and Jason and everyone, like, they're just these kind of otherworldly killers. And so I just thought they were inventing one of those. So when suddenly it was like, oh no, it's two of these kids. I didn't go into that first Scream going like, okay, who is it? Which one of these suspects is the man?
No, because you assume it's definitely something outside of their group of people.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
I don't know if I guess I was in sixth grade, so I probably wasn't thinking of anything.
Lauren!
But I remember when class.
I have to report
spoiled
you.
Spoiled it for the whole class.
Who's your principal? Really? Who's your principal?
This kid named Bill, he goes like.
This kid named Bill is your principal?
No, he goes.
Hey guys, get your glasses.
The killer in Scream is blah, 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 blah. I won't say it now, even if you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
That's no fun. And then everyone, Jesus, Bill.
We're not going to say it now, but let's just say that certain shooters of things that fly in the air were pretty happy when they found out who that killer was.
I can't put that together right now.
I do not understand.
I can't. I mean, I know.
I got it. But he was only one of them.
I don't want to say anymore, but...
I guess what I saw, a movie called Lamb.
Never heard of that.
Oh, it is a...
Lamb. What does Lamb stand for?
Liar.
Let's all meet beef.
What's a meat beef?
That's all meat beef. Let's all meet beef
face to face.
It is a Scandinavian film. Maybe it's Icelandic.
You love your Icelandic stuff.
I do. Bjork. Motor crash. It's about a couple in this remote farm. And
how remote are we talking?
They have no neighbors.
No nabes?
No nabes. Already scary, right?
So their nabe like has no nabes?
Oh, wait.
Their nabe has no nabes. They're a nabe unto themselves.
Oh, no.
You reminded me of a movie. I can't. Where Lamb?
The train coming towards
the
camera?
It's like the one where it's like.
the
big rocket goes to the moon.
The moon
flies exactly. Around a circle. No, it takes place. Oh, it's with Amanda Seyfried and Kevin Bacon. Did you watch that
one? I did not see that movie, but I remember thinking, do they address the age difference? In that movie?
I can't remember if it was.
I think
really
she says, "Hey, hi, Grandpa," at one point.
And he says, "We're married. We're one degree of separation."
I will say, I like that couple.
Sure. A couple?
In a movie that works.
You like these two guys?
I like that. In a movie? I like it.
Where did they meet? Did they ever talk about it?
I don't remember the ins and outs of the film.
What did I say that reminded you of that? Just that it was set in a cold
place?
Yes,
because they live like in the middle of nowhere in that house. And that freaks me out.
Well, here's the plot of this movie.
Is that your stomach? Yes. Going over
that
10
was
minutes?
Like a sound effects record.
Well, yeah, I'm recording it.
Oh, thank you. How many sound effects are we up to?
I think we're up to 13
at
this point.
We got pouring water.
Yep, pouring water. We have too many pouring water tracks.
Number 11, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So this couple... They have a farm. They have sheep. One of their sheep.
Sheep go bad.
Sheep do go bad.
Sheep go bad.
They go bad.
Well, interesting that you say that.
Oh no!
Because one of these sheep's.
That's how they came up with it.
Gives birth to a
sheep
lamb.
Go bad.
But the lamb is also part human.
No, it's
no. Which part?
Yes. No, because a man fucked it.
We don't know that.
That's so gross.
But he keeps getting red in the face anytime.
Have you seen Zoo?
I bet
the documentary about. The men who fuck.
Topia?
I've heard of that. I have not seen it.
Zootopia? It's just called Zoo.
Zootopia is about an animated man who fucks animals.
So what happened? This half man, half lamb.
It's a girl, sexist.
Which part is
a
lamb?
Girl could be
which
a
part?
Lamb?
It seems
like it's
to be,
just the middle. Is
why
human?
Are you both motioning to the tits?
Because they're so big.
The lamb is wearing clothes, and it seems like it has a human body.
This is real? I mean, that's what really happens?
In the movie.
I know. I'm saying they have it wearing clothes.
Yeah. They raise it as a child.
They shouldn't.
I think they were at a loss.
This is the Baby Yoda effect. You would throw it away.
BYF.
Okay. I'd feel guilty if I threw it out.
I want to raise lamb. BYF. So... Then it goes on.
Would that song have been popular if it was "I Want to Raise Lamb"?
BYF.
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 Like if Michael Jackson came out, it was like, I really want it.
Baby Yoda effect.
This is my new song.
You're like, what are you fucking talking about?
Well, PYT is pretty random.
Yeah, but it at least is about love.
I mean, PYT is pretty young thing. It's just as random as Baby Yoda effect. But I recommend this movie. It's very weird. It's
right.
A very
it
weird
sounds
movie.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good and sounds...
It's not scary, but it is sort of unnerving.
Okay.
I watched that movie that you recommended to me on Twitter.
Which one movie?
You recommended a movie on Twitter?
Yeah.
Or the movie's on Twitter and you recommended
it? What's it called?
It's a movie that premiered on Twitter.
It's the Taika Waititi movie that was like...
Characters in this movie?
Hunt for the Wilder People.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, that's great.
I love that movie.
Yeah, that's great.
I love that movie.
That's a lot.
That's a good one. Sam Neill in it, of course.
Of course, I love
him. From Jurassic Park. Coming
and
back
from,
to...
And from me waiting on him at Tower
were
Video.
Were you jealous the entire time you were watching it going, he got to come back?
I went, hee-hee,
I want to raise lamb.
B-Y-E.
You should go back to Jurassic Park.
I haven't thought of that.
Yeah, you should do it.
I'd love to.
What if you heard that they were filming one and you found out where they were filming and then you just showed up to the set?
Do you know how Catwoman fucking style. Weird that would be? Do you think people have done stuff like that?
Yeah.
Like shown up on a set and said like, here I am.
Although, what was it? What movie was it that I was just reading about? And,
book the movie?
I think Robert De Niro, not Robert De Niro, Robert, what's his name? From The Graduate.
Dustin Hoffman?
Robert Dustin Hoffman.
I mixed them up. I'm Robert De Niro. But anyways.
Dustin Hoffman showed up to where?
He showed up to Nancy Meyers' set and is just in the movie looking at a blockbuster. I guess it must have been one of these movies. Bad story. I'll just go to sleep.
Looking at a blockbuster?
He's in the side of blockbuster looking at movies and picks up like, I don't know if he picks up The Graduate or what, but he came to set just going like, oh, I saw movies being filmed. And then he gets to be in it.
I saw movies being filmed. Yeah, so God, that's the dream.
Okay, I'm going to figure out what it was.
Do you know what? I've almost done that so many times just to see like, do I know somebody? Like,
right.
Walk onto the set, but it seems like such a weird thing to do.
Yeah, it is. Oh, The Holiday. The Holiday is the movie.
Okay. Oh, don't tell me anything more because we might cover it on my other show.
You never seen that?
No.
Oh, that's a fun
which one.
Which
one is The Holiday?
Nancy
it's with,
Myers.
Cameron Diaz.
I know Jack Black. Don't tell me
Giacomo
anything
Blackimo.
More.
I'm telling you the actors.
I'm just
I'm not supposed
cast.
To know any of this stuff.
Come on. You can know actors.
Anyhow, it's a good movie. It's a great Christmas film.
You're the second person to recommend that movie to
you
me.
You should watch it. The second Thanksgiving
Nicole
is over.
Silverberg.
Do you remember, though, when Will Ferrell came by the Between Two Ferns set? On just a random day when he wasn't filming? Were you there?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
But I've never done...
He's
I never,
in the movie, though.
But I
he's
never,
in the movie, but...
I don't do that even when I'm in something. I don't just go visit. But people do that.
He happened to be passing by, came by, and then talked to everyone on the crew and said, like, oh, it's so nice to see you again. And I remember, do you remember Megan, our script supervisor, was like... The stars of the movie never talked to me, and he talked to me the day he worked, and then
nice.
He came up and chatted with me and
nice
said
man.
How nice it was to see me again.
I talk to the script supervisor a lot when I work.
You were like, what are my lines? What are my lines?
What is English?
Guess what? They always start the conversation.
Well, you just stick to the script.
So I'm just looking at what you're supposed to say, and you haven't said any of it.
I think I told you that I worked on a show where the showrunner insisted on the dialogue being word perfect.
Oh, yeah.
And it was...
Yeah, it's hard.
Unbelievably challenging.
Well, there was that great Ed Asner clip from an interview where he was talking about Aaron Sorkin. He was on he was on Studio 60 or something like that. And
yeah.
He was like... And Ed Asner's like, he's so over it. He just goes, so I do the scene and they come up to me after and the showrunner comes out or the director comes up and says... You know, Aaron writes like music. It's like very musical. So if like there's a comma even out of place, the music doesn't work. And so I said, what the fuck do you need me for then?
That's good.
Oh, so great.
It's true.
Let me do my thing.
Let me do my thing.
Let
That's the thing.
Let Asner do his thing.
Do-da, do-da. Aaron Sorkin, let him do it. Do-da-da. Aaron Sorkin.
Let. Let him do his thing.
Aaron Sorkin, let him do his thing.
Hey. All right, we have to take a break. 101. We'll be right back.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get Gaslight power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
101.
We're back.
We're back with the Dalmatian episode.
The special we call Threechers. This is the part where we do a game, Paul.
Yes. It's a Threecher.
It's not a game. It's not a game.
It's an activity.
It's called a Threecher, and it's a feature.
It's not even an activity.
It's a feature.
It's a feature, but we call it a Threecher.
Yes.
It's a feature. It's a segment called a feature.
It's not a segment.
It's a segment that's a Threecher that we call a feature and we make it our own.
It's a segment that's a feature that we call it a Threecher. And what it is a game.
And we make it our own.
We make it our own.
By having people send it in to us.
Okay.
So this is called, this is sent in by nobody?
Nobody?
Wait, oh, it's by our number one fan, Josh.
Oh, Josh loves this show.
Super fan Josh sent this in. He sent it so many.
By the way, now anytime, because during the break, we read some of these and say, do we like this one? Now I'm worried that we're going to hurt Josh's feelings if we don't like one.
Josh, we're sorry in advance.
We're sorry in advance, but we like this one.
We love this
sorry
one.
In advance. Am I the asshole?
Sorry to this man's.
Am I sorry the asshole man's. Is a fun Reddit
it really
area.
Is. It really is.
Yeah. Do you ever go on Reddit?
No. What is it?
It's a website. People write stuff on it.
Ugh. It's the front
am I the asshole?
Of the
is this segment or what do you call it? Like a subreddit or whatever. It's a Threecher.
Oh, where people say
and people
tell
a
story.
Story, and they're like, "Am I the asshole? Or is this person an asshole?"
Usually, when people tell the story, they make themselves sound good, though.
There are times where you go, "No, that person's the asshole." Because sometimes it's a complicated situation. It usually is a complicated situation where you kind of can't tell
right
or wrong.
But when somebody is saying, am I the asshole? And they are the asshole. It's amazing.
Oh.
Because they're...
Do they accept
they
it?
Think, they think that they are... I don't know if they accept it. Probably not.
Yeah.
But they think they are laying out this story where it's like, wait, you get a load of this asshole I have to deal with. And it's like, no, it's you.
That should be a different
what
subreddit.
What you're saying is crazy.
Get a load of this asshole I ran into.
But then you can respond, no, you're the asshole.
Right. Yeah.
That takes the fun out of it.
Ah, huh, man.
Anyway,
I wonder if, am I the asshole right now?
You are. For not knowing about that? Yes.
This comes from Superfan Josh. It's called That's Not How I Remember It.
All right.
During a conversation, one player remembers an anecdote that everyone in the conversation was there for. Example, remember the time we all got stuck in an elevator after the World Series? We cut from the conversation to a reenactment of that story for about a minute. Then we come back to the conversation.
Give or take 5 minutes.
Another player says, wait a minute. That's not how I remember it. We cut to another reenactment of the story where that player can occasionally interject corrections to the story, i.e., it wasn't the World Series. It was my son's Little League game. After that, the third... That's a huge thing to...
Josh, after that, the third player remembers the story. We don't usually have the author of the...
Well, we don't have to all pass it around.
I'm just realizing it as I'm reading.
But so does the original person say, like... Oh, God, I'm getting choked up. Does
do they say
the original person
that
has to do it?
I can have my
does the
turn.
Original person say,
does it? Do they say, baby,
but
I want Tom Herrera to play.
Do they say,
after that, the third player remembers the story their own way for a total of three. Remember Bill Radner did Baba Wawa?
Yeah.
And it was just making fun of Barbara Walters' voice?
Took the world by storm.
Wait, when who did it?
Gilda Radner.
Oh, they said Winona Ryder.
I'm Baba Wawa.
Remember when Winona Ryder was on SNL? She was a cast member of the 1986 season.
That weird year. It was Robert Downey Jr.,
Winona
Ryder, Randy Quaid.
Anthony Michael Hall.
It wasn't
Colonel
Winona
Sanders.
It was Winona Ryder, yeah.
She really
did,
was?
She did Update. It
Shut
was
crazy. Up. But she wasn't really on it, though. Julie,
no, she wasn't on it.
Okay.
She wasn't on it.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, after
I thought
that,
I would have known that.
After that, the third player remembers the story their own way for a total of three different versions of the story. And I think
we
all
understand
it.
We all understand this. Let's do
it. Okay.
All right.
Guys.
Hey, Ding Dong.
Hey, Ding Dong.
What's up, players?
Ding dong.
Wait,
it's
why
so
are
nice
you
to see
talking so
your,
weird?
Your voice sounds well, different.
Did you have throat surgery that you had mentioned?
I went back to college.
You good for you, ding dong.
Oh. So you went to college originally, but now you're back?
I hadn't completed my degree.
How many days did you go?
Are you originally? Also sort of Irish, maybe? I had completed my degree.
I hadn't completed my degree, but now I did.
Yo, well, congratulations.
Well, the first time I went for 5 days. This time I went for 300.
Well, we know that. We were there with you.
It's almost a year.
Remember when we went to the first day of school?
Yeah.
I do remember that. What's your recollection of it?
It goes a little something like this.
Hi.
What's up?
What's your name?
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey, do you guys know where the quad is?
Yeah, it's that square thing over there.
Oh, that's the quad?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a little toad that I was supposed to talk to.
To get permission to
What's
go inside
your
name? Class?
My name?
This
Eugene. Is Eugene.
This is Sarah.
I'm Eugene. And what's your name, stranger?
Mr. Incredibad.
Mr. Incredibad, nice to meet you. Hey, I think we're going to be fast friends. Look out! Push!
Push?
That save almost fell on you.
What in ding dong hell is going on?
Ding dong.
Ding dong, that's such a...
What's up, players?
Oh. Hey, you know what? You know what, Sarah?
We're going to call you ding dong. Because you said ding dong.
I'll never forget this. Do you guys want some fries?
Oh, I'd love some fries. But if I eat them, I have an allergic reaction.
Oh, my God, he's blown up like a balloon.
He's flying away.
Catch him, catch him. Luckily, I tied a string on him earlier.
Oh, hey, thanks, Mr. Incredibad. That was a close
Why
one.
Did you do that?
To remind myself that he's my best friend.
Are you a teacher here?
Yes. All right, class is in session.
What? We're in class now?
Yeah.
I was just looking for the quad.
Mr. Incredibad.
Okay, yeah.
I gotta go. Wade's World is old.
Yeah.
No, stick around, Eugene. Stick around.
Okay, well, that was it.
I don't remember it happening that way.
You say you don't remember it happening that way?
No. I mean, I remember, of course, our first day of college, that's where we met.
Right.
But I don't, I remember the details being a little something like this. Hi.
Wow, you're really cool.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty studly, aren't I? I noticed you admiring my bod from across the quad.
Yeah, what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Mr. Genius Matter.
Mr. Genius Matter?
Yeah.
Oh, my name's Dara.
Hey, Dara.
Pardon me. Clearly, your boyfriend and girlfriend. I hope you're not too handsome for me to ask this, but have you seen the quadrangle? I'm a toad.
Yeah, of course. I know everything, and it's way over there.
Oh, should I go over there because I'm so ugly?
Yeah, you're too ugly. This is my new girlfriend. What's your name again?
Dara, but I haven't agreed to this.
Look out! Oh!
Why are you holding two tits?
Why are you holding two?
Because you only have two.
But you weren't holding mine. You were just holding some.
Oh, whoops. This woman with big tits almost fell on you.
Well, I never.
How's it going over there?
Come on back, dude. I just saved your life.
Wow, ding dong, Alicious.
You're a hero.
What?
Did you say ding dong, Alicious?
I did, indeed.
From now on, we're gonna call you ding dong, Alicious.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Don't eat that french fry before we leave.
What? I'm fat.
That's why. So it was something like that, don't you think?
Nah, that's how I remember it. And your name wasn't Mr. Genius Matter.
That's not how I remember it.
Let's go back in time to how you did.
Look up here. Look up here. Hi.
What?
Hi.
I'm reading.
Sorry, I'm so
Are you
such
talking
a
to me
dork.
Too?
I'm talking to both of you.
Look at this cool guy over here.
Okay.
Am I cool?
Hell yeah, you are. You're the coolest dude I've ever seen.
I never thought I was that cool. Do you really think I'm cool?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, I'm not good at picking up on signals. What did you just do with your face after you said, yeah, I do?
I guess my eyes went back and forth like I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then I did pick up on that correctly.
I rolled my eyes when I said what I said.
Oh, man.
I said what I said.
I guess I'm not cool. That's all right. But ironically, that makes me cool.
What's your name, dude?
My name is Eugene the Great.
Eugene the Great.
Yep. I'm a king. Shh, don't tell anybody. I'm here undercover going to college like a regular guy.
Oh, my God, like the Prince of the Pauper.
That's so
But a king
cool.
and a college student.
Yeah,
but are you also king. A toad?
Man, is it that obvious?
Can I massage your quads?
Please do. But watch out. My skin is poisonous.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Something's falling on me. Clunk.
Oh, no. She's dead.
Oh, she's dead.
Oh, that sucks.
Hey, her twin sister's right over here.
Ding dong.
Hey, ding dong. Come over here. Hey.
What's up, players?
Hey, I'm a little hungry. Anybody got some fries to eat?
I do. My purse.
I can process them. No problem.
All right. Here you go. Those are flies, not fries.
Well, I must have misunderstood.
He's doing well, though.
Yeah, you ate them.
Let me try my tongue on the fries.
Oh, that's not my fries.
What was it?
Yeah, what'd you think?
Okay.
How'd it taste? Wow. You're right. That's how...
So you remembered how... You remembered I died, and then you also remembered...
No, your sister died, and you took her place.
I mean, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot that part of the story.
But how come...
You don't remember that I'm a king?
Yeah.
Well, eventually, we both kissed you until finally you turned into a human.
Yeah, but I was a king before.
Yeah. No.
It took you a lot of tries. You kept saying, let me try my prayers, buddy. I don't think I got it.
I remember you kissed the soles of my feet. It was very intimate.
Yeah.
Wow, that was cute.
Anyway, whoa. We've known each other so long. Congratulations, Ding Dong. You're a college grad.
Yeah.
Ding Dong, we are proud of you. You made yourself smarter. Ding Dong, we all love you. You are not the fire starter.
Wow. That was the best song that has ever been written and sung about me.
And that's how you play? I don't remember it that way.
That's a good game.
That's a good game.
That's a good game.
Now that's a good now one. Josh, you done good. Josh, you
thank you,
did
super
it
fan,
you did
Josh.
It again, Josh.
You did it again.
Da, da, da.
You
Listen,
did it again.
If you would da, like to da, join da. Superfan Josh in sending us a three-tier, write to freedomusa@gmail.com.
By the way, join him. Go to his house first and then...
Join him and both write them together.
Do a joint email.
And you know what? You take different sides of the keyboard like you're doing a duet on a piano.
Yeah.
No one has ever done that with an email.
I love
That's true. Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah, you could be making email history just like Bill Gates. Well, guys.
And if you want to get to know Bill Gates or you want him to know more about you, get the vaccine.
Get the vaccine. He will find you wherever you are.
Wherever you are.
He fills your blood with microbes. And,
5G.
Microchips.
5G.
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 Lauren, you look exhausted.
I'm tired now.
Because okay. you turn the air down.
Yeah.
And then we all went to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's probably what
we
it was.
We turned the air conditioning off. So, guys, write to us at freedomusa@gmail.com and send us threechers.
FreedomUSA on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can hear us anywhere you get your podcasts, but you can hear ad-free episodes at both Stitcher Premium and cbbworld.com.
And we love you. And we miss
you. We hope you're having a great day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
That's all we have for
Goodbye.
You. Sorry.
Bye-bye.
The episode's ending
Bye-bye.
Right now.
Bye.
Press stop. Press stop on this.
Press stop on this, Dr. Jones.
5G.
Press stop on this, Dr. Jones.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.